Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, I got to tell you something, everybody. And this is great news for everybody. That I'm going to share something with you, a principle of becoming successful. At whatever level you choose, it can be successful in a relationship, successful in the family. Success is maybe considered to you becoming a homeowner. It could be being debt-free. Your idea of success could be $60,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year. Doesn't matter. If you're considering it, if you're wanting it, if you have a desire to become successful, I want to share with you the very beginning of that. If no one's ever done it, I'm going to say the beginning of it today. See, scripture makes it very clear for us that the only thing you need to become successful is already inside of you. It's not an external need. God wouldn't do that to you. He puts the core basis of everything you need inside of you. So if you discover it, if you tend to it, nurture it, fertilize it, and water it, it grows, it branches out. Then it reaches out externally and it starts grabbing things outside of there to make it even bigger, stronger, better, last longer. But in the very beginning, you don't need anything. It's all within you. And if you cultivate your relationship with God, it comes out, it flourishes. Now, let me tell you, that thing that I'm talking about is a God-given gift that he has given to all of us. We all possess it. It is all within us. Everybody has a gift. Had somebody told me what I know now, back then, I would have saved myself tons of mistakes. I just didn't know the principles. I had to learn them all. Well, one of the principles of becoming successful is your mindset. You got to get your mind right. Now, this mindset is simply a decision that you can make. I can't get it for you. I can tell you what to do, but you got to make the decision. You that's listening have to decide, you know what? I'm going to go on and get at it. I'm going to stop renting. I'm going to become a homeowner. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop living check to check. I'm going to put a budget together. I'm going to stop stepping out on my family. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to stop using. You, when you make these decisions, that's correcting your mindset. Now, the closer connection you have with God, the more help you get sustaining the mindset. How many times have you started to do something and you stopped? How many resolutions have you made at the new year and stopped by February? Over with by mid-January, done in March? Because if you don't have a clear connection with your Creator to help you carry out the other force out there, that evil force is designed to get you not to reach your goals, get you not to come to resolution with whatever the resolutions are you made, so you can consider yourself not worthy or a failure or unable to do something. But the more things you are able to accomplish, the greater your confidence grows. So we got to get your mindset together. Your mindset is a decision that you have to make. When you make the decision, you can begin the process. Your mindset is also a will of yours. A will, along with the decision, a will, a willingness to do right, a willingness to change, a willingness to be better. It's going to then cause you to have to make a decision to make a change of direction. Don't go where everybody else going. You got to go your way now. You can't follow the crowd. You got to take a less traveled path. You cannot do this without changing your direction. You can't keep hanging with the people you've been hanging with if you want to be different, because they not. Then you have to develop an obligation to yourself. You've got to say, you know what, for me and my family, or if you don't have a family, for me, I owe it to myself. I have an obligation to myself to be the best me that I can possibly be, to be the best self that I can possibly be, to be the best father, the best man, the best husband, the best wife, the best mother, the best daughter, the best son, the best student, the best employee, the best owner. You have an obligation to yourself to give yourself a shot at the best life you can. That's an obligation. You owe that to yourself. Why would you not live the best life that you possibly could? You have an obligation to yourself. Why would you cheat yourself like that? Why would you take yourself and never allow yourself to see the goodness that's already in you, to have the abundance that's been promised to you, to go and explore all the riches out there that's available to you? And but one of the worst ways that you can rob yourself of the joy of your obligation is to keep comparing yourself to somebody else. Because guess what, man? That ain't your life. You ain't Jay-Z and Beyonce. You're not Oprah and Steadman. That's not who you are. Quit looking around at everybody else. That comparison of everybody else will keep you broken. It'll keep you unhappy. You won't even be able to be grateful for what you have because you steady talking about what you don't have. That's not the way, man. You have an obligation to yourself to be the best you can be, not the best them. You're not them. Stop trying to be them. Be the best you. It's cool. You got a nice little house. That's cool. You know how many big houses is empty and filled with hate and resentment? I'd rather have a smaller house filled with joy in it than to go to a big house. Man, Prince got a line in a song that says, I realized in its best disguise, a pretty house don't make a home. Man, don't you know I know how true that is? So I'm just trying to tell you. Now, another part of the mindset is taking dead aim at your life's goals and ambitions. What are they? What are your goals and your visions? What do you see for yourself? What do you dream about? If you knew you couldn't fail at whatever it is you were attempting, what would you go attempt? See, that's what we need to be after. We need to get that. If you're sitting there thinking about it, man, it's got to be more to this. It is. It is. That's the God in you crying out. That's the seed that was planted in you. That's the gift that's in there that's been locked away for years. It ain't too late to open that door, man. When is it too late to be free? Ask Nelson Mandela. When he was alive, Nelson Mandela suffered 20-some years, man, behind the wall. When he got out, He was more powerful, more significant than he was before he went in. Ain't ever too late to be free. It's a mindset. It's a mindset, y'all. It's a decision. It's a will. It's a change of direction. It's an obligation to yourself. It's taking dead aim at your life's visions and goals. Come on, man. You got to get your mind wrapped around this thing. You owe it to yourself to live the best life you can be. Come on, man. God didn't create you to be an inmate. What you sitting in there for? Now, when you make your mistake and you do your time and you come out, don't let nobody fool you. Well, I got this. I can't get a job. I guess I got to go do what I got to do. Are you stupid? For real? That's the decision you done made? No, man. You're going to wind up right back in there. Come on, man. Talk to God. God got something for you. You just got to check in with him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is going to be different. I have decided, without conferring with anyone, that today would be a day, well, come on.
Well.
Of ignorance.
There it is.
I knew it.
Yes. Every day.
I think that this should, no, surely, not like
call
today.
On us.
Special.
Yes, it is. It's every day.
Every single day. Day.
Okay, all right, all right, the watch mics. This. Watch this. What up, fool?
Huh?
But not the high.
What up,
sit right
fool?
Over here on this front post.
Ready and waiting.
Hey, ladies.
Hello, Steve.
Stay out the way. Try to control it. Do
hey,
your
Steve.
Best. Do your best.
All right. Well, let's. Okay. Well, then, if this is going to be a different day of ignorance, let's have it. Don't okay. back up now. Don't back okay. down now.
Okay. Say what no you need? More. Let's start with any question you want to ask me. Let's just get this started right now. Any question you want to ask me, this can carry over into 634. These are all ignorant, non-responsible answers.
Oh, okay. Tell Junior, I don't, just, but tell Junior, you can see how fat you are the most when you are wiping your backside. That's when the most of your fat leans forward. And you're able to really see how much fat really is
oh,
on
yeah.
you.
So you still reaching behind yourself?
Yes. You reaching back.
You
there,
ain't
but
learned.
So what? That's how we're still. Okay.
Oh, you
okay. Okay. All right. All right. Now.
You still jamming your hand down the back of the toilet.
This is a new level of ignorance. Okay. You win.
No, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, my God.
Appreciate it.
That when you the fattest.
Yeah. When you, nah. That's when nah, you're the fattest.
I didn't
are
think
we
you
still
could,
cool with this now?
I didn't think you could no. top yourselves. I no. really didn't, but man, oh man.
When yeah. you're the fattest. Well, you got to put your hand on the wall in front
it's
of you.
It's early. It's early, guys. Yeah.
It's
early in the morning.
Early
yeah,
us.
People are
it's
having, they're eating right. or they're
okay.
just getting up.
No, this is when everybody's going.
Oh, okay. Man.
This is breakfast time.
Wow. Really? Okay, let's start okay. this again, Steve. Because
will you speak to us again? Can
yeah,
we
that
do
was
over?
That's unacceptable. Too far.
Too far. Said ignorant. I just wanted to be there.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
That ain't oh, nothing. I beg to differ with you.
Girl, you wait. Know the stuff I done held back.
Give you credit for that.
Wait, I'm just trying to show you ways that you.
Okay, okay. How about this? Let's not,
the line?
Let's
no,
not
Shirley,
do bodily functions.
Line.
Let's not do
okay,
bodily
cool.
functions.
All right, Shirley,
all right,
ask me another question.
All right, all right.
Bodily functions.
Okay,
no
let's
bodily
not, yeah, that's out.
Be quiet, okay. Tommy. 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
All right.
What did you say, Tommy?
I said peeing, too.
That's a bodily that's a function. We just said.
Okay.
All right, give Steve. I'll just ask you anything. What kind of day are you expecting to have today? How
absolutely
about that?
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely
great.
Incredible.
Okay, that's a perfect,
that
perfect
it's be
answer.
Great. Now,
thank
when,
you.
We, when we come back, you're going to see how incredible it is.
Oh,
we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Okay. You ain't got to mess around with this.
We'll be back at 32 after. Jesus, help us all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jay, what is this?
It's
you
very
got
simple, Carla. It's very simple. Harry. Steve, Tommy, y'all know. You know. Look, we don't hate on people who have hair.
We don't have
hair. Because we don't have hair. But it's just there's some hair rules out there that you got to abide by. That's all we
hair
say.
Rules?
Hair rules that you need to live by, even though you have hair. Like, for instance,
okay,
if you got an afro, that's nice. But people should be able to go to the movies and see around your afro. That's all I'm saying. You can't block up 4 or 5 people seeing because of your afro. That's all I'm saying. Tommy, you got one, man?
Oh, man. Look, Jay, this the one that bothers
me. Now, I want to disagree with that one before we go too far into this. Uh-huh. Because this my afro. And if you want to not get blocked, you need to get there early, get seated your choice.
Yeah,
well,
but hold
up. But then the afro come in.
You're taking up too much space.
I'm just telling you, ain't nobody cutting their afro for you.
Sit in the back, damn it.
You ain't sitting in the back no damn way. Yeah. I put the fro on for you to see it.
I didn't see. I didn't pay the afro.
And this is the bald head people talking.
Afros and hats in the back. That's all.
Y'all hating on the afro?
No, we're not hating.
Because he bald headed, him and Tommy. But I'm the bald headed man. Speak up for Big Froze.
Well, speak up for this one. This is the one that bothered me. You can't have gray hair on your head and then a jet black beard. You
Make
see what I'm saying? That just.
Come on, I disagree with that too. Yes, you can. Because Just for Men is made just for that.
Ooh, my husband wears it too.
You got to pick a color now. We need all of it to be one color.
Yeah, pick one. Dye both of them, damn it. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Or let both of them go gray. That's all. That's all. All right.
Oh, that's some hair in the hair, boy.
You got one?
What else? I'll tell you a hair rule I don't like.
Come on, Junior.
You ain't never had waves. You not finna get waves. Mm-hmm. So stop brushing, leaving bristles in my car seat.
You sick of it, Junior?
Y'all, I don't know how hard you pressing down, dog, but it's not coming.
Steve, you speaking on that one? Are you defending that one, man?
I don't know. I don't need to know that one. That makes sense.
You ain't gonna ever get away.
Okay.
So they be talking and brushing, dog. Yeah, but you racing bristles. How hard is you pressing?
Just scratching your head. That's all you doing. You're just scratching your head.
You're scratching your head.
I hear you.
All right, Steve, you got one? You got one?
White men do comb overs where they take some of their hair off the left side, grow it long enough to swipe it over on the right side to get a pierce that they have hair in the top. Rule of hair. Black people don't try that.
Don't you?
That is not for you.
Ain't no comb over.
Yeah, don't try to comb over. Gonna part your hair and then start brushing it all to that area. You're gonna look like a fool.
You can't just do a like comb over do. If there ain't no leftover. I hear you, Steve. I
Hello.
Let me do this one. Let me do his.
Come on.
Look. Your eyebrows are not supposed to touch. I don't give a damn.
Unibrow.
Steve, is it yay or nay with you on this one, man?
Some unibrows have to let go. Anthony Davis.
He got me here.
It looked like a long line across your head. That is not a
Okay, hang on.
You want a space, Jay?
Give me a space in between.
Okay, Junior, give me that brush you just had. Give me that brush.
Okay.
All right. If your hair is the same grade as Kevin Durant.
Texture, holla.
Listen, you're going to have to do, I need you to get it as low as possible. And then get to brushing it. I need you
and
to work with
it. Keep the brush with you.
Okay, when you come to the bench, when they call timeout, grab your brush. Grab your brush during timeout.
Wear it around your neck and just tuck it
like
in.
Like a chain.
Like a chain.
Tuck your brush in your shirt. And then come out with it.
Come on.
Whenever there's a moment, brush
who
it.
Who next?
Who is it? Steve, go.
You, Steve.
Growing hair is wonderful. Ability to grow hair is wonderful. But this is for men that's over 45. Growing it in your nose and your ears
is
stupid.
Man, I was just about to say that.
Damn, dog. Listen to me.
I like that one, Steve.
I got a partner. You look up his nostril, it's just all gray hair. Hey, dog. They got a device that you can buy at CVS. Tweezer man. It's a little electronic thing. Just go and get the nose hair and get that hair out your ear. If you want to age yourself, ear hair and nose hair is the quickest thing that says to a woman, he old as hell and don't care.
First sign.
That ear look like a porcupine, don't
it? I agree, Steve.
You cannot have hair in your ear, man. Groom yourself,
nose
dog.
Be long. Yeah.
Okay, Jay.
Look here. Okay, can I speak to our white friends? Because we do have white listeners who listen to the show.
We do.
We got white listeners.
Let me tell you something. We're going to let you wear braids. We don't care. When you go to Jamaica, you want to braid your hair up, enjoy yourself. Let the people make that money. But as soon as you're on your way back here.
On that plane.
You need to get that stuff out your head.
Taking that hair down.
You need to start taking.
Get between somebody's legs in between. In a row before you. And
this is your captain speaking. When the white people start taking the braids out their hair.
As soon as we hit 10,000 feet, you need to be between somebody's legs. Yeah,
do not get
that
customs.
Hair taken down.
Don't get the customs with this hair still in
your head. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm down. I love that.
Well, y'all know that one true.
I have to just agree with that one.
Yeah. That's
you're going to offend a lot of people when you get back.
Yeah. Bo Derek about the only one we let have them. Bro.
Yeah,
we didn't let her. She surprised us.
But she was on an island.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news and headlines. But first, Nephew is up with his Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Limo driver. One more time. Limo driver.
For you, Uncle Steve.
We about to rob a bank, baby. Everybody hold tight. We about to rob a bank. It's the limo driver.
Good afternoon. How can I help you? I'm trying to get Cecil. Yeah, it's Cecil. Hey, Cecil, one of my boys gave me your number, man. I'm trying to get a car service for tonight.
Okay, listen, this is my personal number. Do you have the main number?
Man, I keep calling the main line, but ain't nobody answering. I done called that about 6-7 times. It keep rolling over to a voicemail or something.
Okay, brother, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Okay, listen, Tony, I got a customer in the back. Let me get them handled. Can you got a few moments? I'm gonna hit that drop off. Let me get the dough for him and all
you
that.
You want me to call you back?
Hold the phone, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening. All right, Tony?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, now, you saying you called the main line and you just keep going to voicemail or something like that?
I keep calling the main line, but, you know, I know I'm calling at the last minute, dog. I'm trying to get a car for tonight, man.
Okay, what you need? Listen, we got the SUV, we got a sedan or two, we got a couple limos, white or black. What you need?
If I could get a black limousine, be cool.
Okay, we got that. What time? Where I'm picking you up, what time?
What it costs, you know, for an hour. Because all I need is an hour.
Where's it? $65 an hour, but we only do 3-hour minimum. The first 3 hours.
$65.
Okay.
See, so all I need is an hour, man. Really, like 45 minutes. So, do you think they'll work with me?
Well, you can't get them, so you're dealing with me. I'll tell you what. I'll do you for $150, and I'll take care of you. But now, I want you to know, I'm going to let them know everything. So I got to have either credit card or receipt or something on the cash to let them know, because I'm not no crooked brother. I'm going to let them know everything that I'm doing. Will that work for you?
$150. I can give you $150 when you pick me up.
That's no problem then. Where am I picking you up and at what time?
All right, I'm at 98 Village Drive.
98
Village Drive.
Okay, 98 and where am I taking you, sir?
I'm going downtown on Capitol Street.
Downtown to Capitol Street. All right. And what time am I picking you up?
You could get me like at 11:45 at night. That'd be good.
11:45. Okay. So that's 45 minutes to an hour you're going to need. 11:45 to make it to Black Cross. 12:45. Okay, good deal. Let me see. And downtown Capitol, what? You didn't give me an address.
I don't really know the address. I'm going to Bank.
Bank downtown, all right?
Right.
Can I ask you something, Tony, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get in your business, and no, we don't ask questions usually, but
a bank at night's going to be closed. I mean, you're not going to work because I got to take you back. So you're dropping off to somebody, like
nah,
that,
nah,
right?
No, nah, I ain't dropping nothing off. I'm picking something up. See, what I need you to do is this right here. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be in there probably like about 15 minutes. But when I come out, man, I need you to have the car running, and we need to get out of there.
Wait a minute. You asking me to run you down to a bank at midnight, and you picking something up at midnight, and I got to be ready to go when you come out.
Me and my boys, when we come out of there, just come, when we get back in the back of the limo, I need you to put the pedal down, man, and let's get out of there.
Look here, young brother. Well, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look here, man. It sounds like you're into some kind of shady. I don't do that, brother. Hold up, man.
You a driver, dog. Your job is to drive. If you pick somebody up, first of all, you ain't supposed to be asking nobody where they going, what the doing. Supposed to drive.
Okay, let me
so
stop you,
what
bro.
I'm
let
telling
me,
you
let,
is,
let,
man,
let me stop.
Once we come out let, the bank, drive, drive.
Let me stop you. That's why I'm driving. Instead of working somewhere else driving, because I was ignorant like you at one time. Now, let me tell you something, brother. I don't know your business and really don't care at this point in time. I'm not doing no crazy like this yet. Brother, let me tell you something, man. What you need to do is get your young into some type of training school or something to find yourself a job. You're going to go down there and the gonna blow your brains out.
Hey, I ain't really trying to hear all this right here. What I'm trying to do is pay you this $150. You drive me where I'm trying to go, and
you
bring
can't
me back to my apartment.
Look, brother, listen, you can't get right now. Not even no advice. You need to listen to me. That's what's wrong with you, young. Now y'all crazy. Get rich right all overnight type. Boy, you need to slow down because they got some. You feel me? They got
hey,
some.
Man, hold on, man. Hold up. What you know? You don't know nothing. You don't know
I
me
don't
at all.
I don't need to know you, brother.
Well, how you going to be preaching to me, dog?
Because I've been there, man. That's why I'm driving a limo. Because I've been there. Young brother, I'm trying to keep you from going there. Because you won't like it. Look at Tony, I don't know what to tell you at this point. First of all, I'm not doing it. So you can cut that out. Okay? Now I'm thinking of you and all the other young brothers that do this dumb You watch too many of them movies or something. Brother, you need to get your straight. Because they got a place for you. Bro, let me tell you something. They read my mail, so I read it. Anything my mama told me, they didn't want me to know, they cut it out. Do you feel me? They looked at me every night when they wanted to. Fed me garbage that I had to eat or die. You ain't ready for that, man. You ain't ready for why the think he got your name. You brothers don't know what the going on out here. You got it too easy. See? Now you're talking about going down there robbing the bank. You ain't no bank robber. You don't sound like no thug or with a limo. The way you going, you ain't making nothing, because they will blow your young away about their paper. You don't understand that. And you so ain't ready for no jail.
Can I say one more thing to you?
Yeah, what is it?
All I want to do is tell you this, that I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you are. If you around with them folks downtown, they're going to blow you. Well, they're going to give you 100 years under the jail.
Did you just hear what I just said, though?
What you said something about, well, my partner, you know, I heard.
No. I said I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy, another driver, Cordell, got me to prank phone call you.
Nephew Tommy.
Oh, you mean Steve Harvey on the radio?
No, man. Are you serious, man?
Hey, Cecil, your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you, man.
I'm going to get that. Man, you lit my fire, man. Don't you know that? I'm in my fight mode. Fight power.
He said, be careful. He said, Big Cecil, he been down there. He done some time.
Yeah, been there.
All right, man. Calm down, baby. Calm down, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
I won't say Nephew Tommy, but Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Me and your boy Cordell got you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him. If I ever meet you, brother, I owe you one, too.
Y'all got to be real, though. That's how you rob a bank, in a limo. If you're going to rob a bank, I shouldn't say that, huh? Okay.
Hell well, no.
Oh, sorry.
You giving out criminal advice?
If you're going to rob a bank, you should rob it in a limo. First of all, once the limo driver find out, like the one did in this prank, that's what you up to, it's going to be hard to get a limo.
Oh, yeah. All right, Miss Ann is coming up next with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Take this job and shove it. Mm. All heard that before, thought that before, wanted to do that before.
Some right here. Hello. I'm here.
Well, guys, have you ever, you know, left an attitude or actions left a job with
yeah.
that. Okay, let's hear about it. Let's hear about your take.
Hell, I'm sitting here.
The fact you're here.
The fact that I got my ass over here.
Right here.
Meaning right that I'm here.
Yes, yes.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm building a tent, okay?
I know you have one, Steve Harvey. Why don't you take this job and shove it story?
Well, I worked at a place called Lincoln Electric.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it. I hated it with everything in me. I worked a graveyard shift.
What were you doing?
12 to 8 in the morning. And, man, I despised the job. Because at 4 o'clock, I don't care who you are, you sleepy.
Yeah.
There is no getting used to 4 a.m. You're supposed to be asleep.
Uh-huh.
And lunch was 20 minutes. It was like working. It was the hardest job I've ever had. Lunch was 20 minutes. And we had to work on a piece system where we had to develop these wire coils by pieces. And I hated that job. And I had this little dude named Tony was my supervisor. Cool little dude, but I didn't like the company. And so I went to work one day and I just told him, I said, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to continue anymore. I got a huge loan came in from Small Business Association to start my own company. Mm. And all the men was like, oh, wow, really, Steve? What you do? Yeah, I'm starting my own carpet cleaning business, man. I got the money. The loan came through for me to buy the equipment. So I'm going to go full time. Oh, man, good luck to you. Good luck to you. So I ended up getting this job as a carpet cleaning company. Well, one of the guys used my company, which partly was true. I didn't really get the money from a small business loan.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to quit.
Okay.
And so one dude called me and asked me to clean his house because he knew my house number. And I went by his house, but I had went to Pick and Pay, which is a grocery store, and I rented machines every day and just put it in the back seat of my car. And I pulled up at his house and unloaded the carpet cleaning machine from the backseat of my car. Mm-hmm. He said, man, I thought you was a professional carpet cleaner. You done rented a machine from that. Man, I'm going to tell everybody down at the job.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I said, okay, cool. Ain't no problem right here.
Uh-huh.
That sound like a fight.
So I just went on and ruined his carpet.
Ruined
how?
It?
How?
Okay. How you ruin carpet?
You sucked. Oh,
I
down
just
to
soaked
the padding?
It, didn't extract the water.
Oh.
Yeah, just put it in there. No, since you're going to go tell them that too.
You felt good about this, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man. Very comfortable.
And from that story, we go to the one and only.
It wasn't a funny story. It wasn't really just a
no,
it was just
answered the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the company on now. I really didn't like you.
Take us to Miss Ann, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. President Trump invited leaders from both sides of the aisle to the White House yesterday for what was billed as a briefing on border security. However, congressional leaders ended up no closer to an agreement to end the partial government shutdown, which is in its 13th day today. The president still is demanding the same amount of money for his wall. He says he needs it.
We're asking for 5.6. Somebody said 2.5. Now, look, this is national security we're talking about. You know, just like we talk about the military, just like we're talking about Syria or Afghanistan.
And the Democrats say, well, no, we'll give you $1.3 billion for border security, and that's about it. Hey, speaking of numbers, this is 2019.
Numerologist Lloyd Strayhorn tells me this is a three universal year.
Those who are born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of the month, they are likely to go very, very far. Aries, they should think big, expand their mental horizons. For Tauruses, this is a year where they can expect to close the books on just about anyone or anything that's been a waste, toxic, or non-productive. For Geminis, just about anything you set your mind to, this is going to be a big, big year for you for real. Cancers, this is a year for them instead to be free and flexible as committed in the things they do. Leos, this year may find them with a desire to stand out more under the radar than above it. In other words, avoiding all the spotlights. But underneath that, they're likely to put together plans of actions in a methodical way. Virgos, they happen to be in a position this year actually to get quite a bit done. As for the Libras, the sign of beauty and balance, include the word bold in their lexicon. B for brave, O for outstanding, L for leadership, and D for dynamic. For Scorpions, taking names and things like that is going to be very important, and it's going to also enhance their goodwill. Sagittarians, they may have to slow it down a bit, but that's because they're known as the sign of entertainment. As for Capricorns, their role is to become a beacon of light by showing others a way out of the darkness. Aquarians, the year will bring with them periods of self-reflection and self-inventory. For Pisces, it suggests that they'd be more fluid, able to get around matters easily without the hassles that they might usually encounter. When you look at the four numbers, one is a water number, that's a 2. One is an earth number, that's a 0. And the other two, which is the 1 and the 9, are fire numbers. And because they're more fire numbers, it means that people should be more proactive. In other words, getting off the rusty dusty and making things happen.
Go to Lloyd-Strayhorn.com. This is Ann Tripp. And I have to end, unfortunately, with sad news. The captain from The Captain and Tennille has died. Daryl Dragon died yesterday of renal failure in a hospice in Arizona at age 76. Now, he and Tony Tennille divorced back in 2014, but apparently they remained close. And when he fell ill, she came to his bedside and she nursed him until he passed. That's right. The captain from Tony Tennille has passed. Love will keep them together, I suppose. This is Ann Tripp. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This thing I'm going to do is, you know, things that that's code for.
Uh-huh.
There are things people say, and you got to know how to read what they're saying because it's really a code.
They say one thing, but then what it really means is something.
Yeah, so I'm going to call this, this segment is called Code Cracking.
Code Cracking. You're cracking the code.
Yeah, you've always been the code cracker. Code, yeah.
So, Shirley, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
You say the first line.
And you'll crack the code.
And I'll crack the code.
Tell you what it means.
Yeah. Okay, like if a person says, I'm in between jobs.
Yeah, dance ain't working.
Because you hear that a lot, right? That's, especially in Hollywood. Yeah.
That's exactly what that
means.
You cracked that real quick, man.
Yeah. Didn't take no time.
Right on that one. Right on.
Here's another one, Steve. I don't really watch TV.
Cable got cut off.
You crack it,
man.
Dang, you're good.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Let's
talk. Yeah, be real. Really, really watch. I don't watch no TV.
What's that cold wide open?
You don't watch football.
How you ain't watch boxing and power? Yeah.
All right, I know about this one. When you hear a lady say, this is my favorite purse.
She ain't got but one.
She
got that one Louis Vuitton. It's my favorite. Ooh,
this my favorite purse.
How about this one, Steve? We've decided to see other people.
Yeah. He just walked out on her. Just walked right out. He gone. He been seeing other people. You just got the memo talking about something we decided. He been seeing somebody else.
Oh, man.
Okay, here goes one. I don't really like a lot of company.
Oh, they stay with their mama.
That's exactly what that means.
How do you get that out of that?
Well, wow. I mean, that's all good. I can tell you. I just try to think as quick as I can.
Okay, I like to take walks, you know, because when you take walks, you get to see a lot.
They ain't got no damn car.
Nobody like to walk that
down. How you like to walk downtown? Who the hell likes to walk downtown?
Man. Okay, how about this one? They tripping down at my job.
Say it again.
They tripping down at my job.
You got fired.
They tripping.
They tripping down there.
Come cracker, baby. Yeah. All right, you want to? Okay, we got to go. That was good, though, Steve. That was really good. Okay, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time, as promised, for All I Said Was. So, Jay, explain
It's very simple. If you're in a relationship or been in a relationship, there's things that you have said, just little statements. Next thing you know, you're in a full-blown argument.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. I like, all I said was, what would I do with the money if I won the lottery? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I say this, I say that. Then all of a sudden, we're in an argument.
Oh, okay.
We're having a full argument over make-believe money. Mm-hmm. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? You been there, Junior?
Yeah. Been there. Still in there sometimes. You know, all I said was, you know, if I ever meet Beyonce, and right then,
saying.
Well, she knew the rest of the stable. And I meant it. You know, I mean okay.
That's all you okay. said.
Yeah, I mean it. That's I mean, if I met Beyonce, hey, you know, she allowed me to date her, you ain't gonna be here no more.
Okay.
That's all I said.
Tell me you got what?
You wanna know what I said, Jay? All I said was, my girlfriend husband be tripping. That's all I said. That's all I said, Jay. My girlfriend husband be tripping. That's all I see.
Shirley?
All right, I was on the phone the other day, just, you know, my girlfriend just talking. All I said was, because it was just the two
You're
of
just
us.
Just talking, right?
Yeah, I didn't know Nesto was in the house. All I said was, Morgan Freeman could get it. And I said, you know, I don't even talk like that, but I was with my girls, you know, we're just talking. And, oh, man, the argument that happened after that, I'm sorry.
Steve, you got one, man?
You know, I done said so much.
Yes. Just pick one up, see?
You know, all I said one time was, you know, she made me something. I just said, you know, when my mama bake it, she bake it a different way.
Oh. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Right, that again.
And when you talk about cooking and stuff like that, don't look over here at me. Yeah. Okay. I don't appreciate that.
Everybody glance your
I know.
Way.
Yeah, what everybody. Is that?
Whenever it's food, we always look at you. I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, little simple things that started. You know, like, all I said was, if we wasn't together, XYZ, you're one of your girlfriends, who'd I get with? You know, that's all I said. You know what I'm saying? We not together.
Yeah.
Right.
That you know, if we weren't together, I'd get with, you know, XY.
Oh,
I would, you know,
you're dead. I'd
hit that if we weren't together.
Yeah, you're dead, man.
No, you can't really say nothing about their bodies.
No, you can't.
Oh,
no.
I did one. I did. I said something one time. I said, why her dress so tight? You know, man, like it was on my damn name.
Right, right.
Okay. All I said was, if she pregnant, it's a possibility, you know? I mean, well, I mean you know, if she's pregnant, it's possible, okay?
Wow. I tell you the one that made me have to give my car keys. Uh-huh. The one the statement you make. I walked in the room one time. She laying down on the bed trying to put her pants on. I said, that's how we got to do it now.
A little argument started.
Yeah,
so we walked into this restaurant one time. All I said was, me and my ex used to come here all the time.
Oh, man.
That's all I said.
No.
That's all I said. Uh-uh. And then it helped that the guy said, Mr. Brown, you back again? I can't know nobody.
I can't know nobody. Are we back again?
You're going on right here. I was sitting up talking. I said, so what size you wear now? All I said.
That's it.
I was just asking because I was going to buy something new. So I just said, so what size you wear now?
Oh, my God.
That's all I said.
You're in trouble.
All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, we'll have today's Strawberry Letter. But right now, come on, nephew, what is your prank phone call for today?
You bouncing checks at the church.
Oh,
wow.
Ooh.
Y'all know who you are.
Yeah.
That's you bouncing checks at the church.
Is that your Christian voice?
Oh,
because you upset.
You're bouncing chicks at the church.
Oh, he went Deacon Def Jam on us. Okay.
Here it is.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member at Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
I'm calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes, but you also
paid my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay, now the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay, now, ma'am, I know. First of all, I didn't ask you. How's your day going? You doing all right?
My day is fine. How about yours?
Like I said, I'm blessed. Now,
but what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced, so what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute, what do you mean y'all write these checks?
There's a lot of people write
these. My checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
if one clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear. And I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank. And all my checks clear. I don't write no damn rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday. And that's the problem. How are you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no damn
check. Why would you write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again.
Call her back, Kat. Call her back.
Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Who is that she's
calling you? Somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you did.
Wait a minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
the deacon,
busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody by no bad check. Your is full of thank you. You got the damn money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church. And you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $250 plus? This $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280.
You
put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on this check?
Look on the check.
I got it off the check.
Well, bring your on. I bet you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and I'm going to make sure I find your... Because you the person I want to see.
You going to...
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him. Because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of...
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you called me with this information.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this... You talking about I bounced a check? You should have went to pastor before you called me with this...
I told Pastor when I got, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Baby. This
what did
is,
you say? What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to beat that.
Oh, Lord, baby.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm serious, baby. I'm serious. Your check has not bounced. Go on into church Sunday and let's...
Wait a minute.
We got a lot to pray for you.
You done called me and I've been... Oh, my God. I've been cursing. Oh, my God. But okay. Y'all need to stop this. Y'all get people upset.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all need to stop this.
Now, cut that out now. You don't bounce checks at the church.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know how quick the church check clear now? Do you know they clear on Sunday now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The very next
they
day.
Are, they can take bank.
They be in there.
You take card now.
I didn't know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let's take credit card.
Oh, they take credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Online, everything.
We cash on it. No, we ain't had none of that at our church.
Check what you mean, cash only?
No, we ain't had no. You couldn't write a check or nothing at my church. We couldn't do nothing.
But ties, you couldn't write a check?
Cash.
That's so embarrassing at the church. The lady said, do you have another card? Oh, you just keep it low. You ain't got to say that loud.
In front of Jesus and everybody.
You have another card? No. Bless me.
Famous line at our church was, you know, the Lord said we ain't give enough this go around. Now they gonna pass this plate back around.
Oh yeah,
the Lord said that.
Yeah, that was the pastor said. The Lord said we ain't give enough. It's five more, with 100 in here.
Our tray went around 3 times.
Well, it passed me 3 damn times.
All right, we'll be back. Coming up, the Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell him, Steve.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm so happy you said it.
Yeah, and we could be reading your letter just like we're going to read this one. You never know.
Let's go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
A subject, a stepmom that may need to step away. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 11 years. My husband has 3 grown children from his previous marriage, 2 sons and a daughter. His sons are happily married, but his daughter is not. My husband's ex-wife constantly intrudes in our marriage and in her daughter's marriage. The daughter will not keep her mom out of her business, and it upsets her husband. The ex-wife has also made my husband's life miserable, but I can deal with that. It's my stepdaughter that is the problem. I am not welcome at any of the grandchildren's birthday parties or family get-togethers because of her. I have tried for many years to have a relationship with my stepdaughter, but she's not interested. I run around and buy things for her children and help her father get gifts for her children, and she will only thank my husband. She has never told me thank you. She refers to our home as her dad's house. It hurts my feelings that she does not respect my marriage to her dad. My husband always defends his daughter's actions and how he treats me. He tries to make it better by making up lies about how his daughter says to tell me hi when they talk. Steve, how can I get my husband to realize that his actions are just as bad as his daughter's attitude? I'm not worried about the ex-wife, but I have to spend time with his daughter, so I need to fix this situation. My family life is falling apart, and I am the only one who seems to notice. What should I do? What should you do, you ask? Well, first of all, I think you're doing way too much. I think you should stop doing everything, okay? Stop going to places with them. They don't want you there anyway. So stop going. Stop buying stuff for them. Stop trying to make them like you. Stop, you know, wanting a thank you from the daughter and going and helping, you know, buy stuff and get gifts and all of that. And just please stop letting this woman disrespect you like this, okay? You deserve much better. You know, it's not about them. It's about you. And your husband really needs to grow up here. He needs to speak up for you on your behalf. You're his wife. You should come first, okay? He shouldn't let anyone, I don't care who it is, I don't care if it's this crazy daughter that he has, his meddling ex-wife, anyone come before you and treat you this way. My husband always defends his daughter's actions and how she treats me. Why is he defending her? Why isn't he defending you, his wife? That's who, and you need to let him know. What is going on here? I'm your wife. He knows that, but you haven't spoken up for yourself. You need to let your husband know how it's going to be from this day forward. You all need to be a unit, present that unit to the family and deal with it that way, okay? Maybe the daughter will back down once she sees that the husband respects you and sticks up for you. But you got to stick up for yourself to your husband first. Steve?
Well, this is a complete mess.
Yeah.
Blended families are always difficult. I've had my share of difficulties with it myself, especially when you're dealing with these grown kids, because they have their own ideas of what they think should be. Had I listened to our grown kids, Marjorie and I probably wouldn't have got married, because they went bowling and decided, since we're just informing them, that they don't think we should get married. I called them a bunch of stupid blankety blanks and walked out the room simply because how y'all ignorant ass gonna tell me something? Ain't none of y'all got a husband, a wife, or a child. Now you gonna tell me how to behave. So I can understand that. It's gotten way better since then, but
yeah,
there's still friction every now and then. Your problem is that the daughter has sided with the mother, who is his ex-wife. She's totally taking her side. Now, there's something wrong with his ex-wife, because if it wasn't, it wouldn't be his ex-wife. It would be his current wife. My husband's ex-wife constantly intrudes in our marriage and in her daughter's marriage. Well, I thought you said his sons are happily married, but his daughter is not. Oh, that means she's married, but not happily.
Not happily,
married.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, first of all, his ex-wife doesn't know how to have a successful marriage. So any information that she's intruding on with her daughter's marriage ain't going to be helpful to her daughter, because she don't know how to have a healthy marriage. And spreading dissension is her way. So now the daughter can't stand you. Now, what your daughter's is you are not welcome at any of the grandchildren's birthday parties or family get-togethers because of her. I've tried for many years to have a relationship with my stepdaughter, but she's not interested. I run around and buy things for her children and help her father get gifts for her children. She will only thank her husband. She will only thank my husband, the lady. She's never told me thank you. She refers to our home as her dad's house. It hurts my feeling that she does not respect my marriage to her dad. And you have every right to be hurt. So what do you do? At one point, it takes two to tangle. If the other person, it takes two people to tangle. It takes two people to have a relationship. A relationship is two people. She don't want the relationship. I agree with Shirley. Stop. Stop buying stuff for the grandkids and all this. Stop shopping for your husband. No. If you can't get respected, she don't talk to you, she don't thank you, then see, let him go buy stuff for the grandkids. Now, he caught between a rock and a hard place. And we're going to get to that after the break. But he caught between a hard rock and a hard place. Because I know what he's trying to do. He tries to make it better by making up lies about how his daughter says to tell me hi when they talk.
She already knows that's not true.
You know, good and well, this heifer ain't said hi to me.
He's trying to keep the peace.
She ain't ever said hi to me, and I've been right here.
In front of her face.
So when the hell she starts sending messages? So you already know this crazy, but old dude, he don't want you hurting. The guy ain't bad. He don't want you hurting. But at one point in time, a decision's got to be made.
Yeah.
His loyalty is to you, period.
Yeah.
But he's suffering from guilt, though. You got to understand his daughter is making him feel guilty mm-hmm. over the mom's condition, mental stability. Mm-hmm. Oh, he pouring it on this man.
Yeah.
And so you gotta understand that. But I'll tell you what I think you should do when we come back.
All right, Steve. So when we come back, we'll have part two of your response to a stepmom that may need to step away. 23 after the hour. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. We're back with part two of today's Strawberry Letter. A stepmom that may need to step away is the subject. Let's recap, shall we?
Well, you know, this woman is married to his husband. They've been married for 11 years. He got three grown children from his previous marriage, two sons and a daughter. His sons are happily married, but his daughter's not. My husband's ex-wife constantly intrudes in our marriage and in her daughter's marriage. The daughter will not keep her mom out of her business, and it upsets her husband. The ex-wife also made my husband's life miserable. Mm. Oh, I know what that is right there.
What?
That ex-wife trying to make your husband's life miserable. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Been there?
Oh, I tightened up right there. I got tight because, Lord, I know what that is. Your ex-wife make your life miserable. Why won't she go sit her tail down some damn well? Get your ass off the internet. Quit selling stories to the Inquirer.
Okay, may I remind you this?
Stop
is not
lying about me all the damn time.
Okay, this is not about you. I have to, you know, remind you of that, Steve. I think now is a good place.
Well, but when he said the ex-wife has also made my husband's life miserable, right. That was directed
no,
at
No, it
me.
Wasn't!
You don't see Steve in that sentence?
Not at all.
I know I do. No, dog,
no,
I do.
These are two different people, Steve.
Two different, the same situation.
Has nothing to do with you.
I bet it's her.
Be objective, Steve. Be objective.
First of all, I don't know what that means.
Well, take yourself out of it. Take yourself out of it. Take yourself out of it.
I wasn't in it until she said, ex-wife has also made my husband's life miserable. Now, if that don't sound like she talking to me, and I see, when God gives you a gift,
you're gonna bring the
you
Lord
got to
into
look
that.
At the gift for what it is and appreciate it.
Okay.
So now, here's what you got to do. Step away. Mm-hmm. You should step away. Yep. Ain't no need of trying to be kind and keep getting rebuffed. You don't have to just have a person keep spitting on you in your face. Stay out their face. That's all you got to do. Remove yourself from right. all this That's shopping right. and buying and trying right. to go to get-togethers and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand. They're having family events and then...
Is someone calling you right now?
What?
I hear your phone ding.
Baby, I'm popular. I'm popular.
Can't help what time it is.
Somebody calling me. When they ain't.
Are they hearing you on
I
this
wish
letter?
They wasn't.
Is that who you think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. She don't have this.
She hear you talking about
right oh, now. Okay. Let me explain something to you. Yeah. I got so many blocks and stuff. You don't even understand it.
Okay, back to the letter.
Yeah,
you will
you can't
get
stop an ex. Don't ask me how I know. I just know.
Shirley's right. I would remove myself from the situation. I'm not worried about the ex-wife, but I have to spend time with his daughter. So I need to fix this situation. But his daughter don't want to fix the situation. Have you ever just said, hey, listen, I love your father. Your father loves me. I have nothing to do with your father's breakup. I'm tired of being blamed for it. I've been nothing but kind to you and these grandchildren. I want
that.
Us to have, huh?
She says that I have tried for many years to have a relationship with my stepdaughter.
Well, I just told her what to say.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if she ain't interested, quit trying to have it.
Right. Leave her be.
I'm
going
to hell
yes.
with you. You
just
know?
Live your life.
Bye.
Yes.
And don't bring them Christmas damn kids shopping. Over here no more.
Less Christmas shopping. You ain't about her or them damn kids.
That's right. I'm a stanger.
So wait, say that one more time, Steve. What
don't come
say?
Over here no more and don't bring them damn kids over here.
Do you talk about the kids
See,
too? Make them feel bad?
No.
Okay.
No. They're innocent.
Don't bring them over.
I tell you what, if you want the kids to come over here from now, send them over here by your husband. You don't bring your ass over here no more.
But she's miserable in her marriage. She's in an unhappy marriage, so misery loves company, right?
Well, that's why I say send him over here by the husband, because he probably need a break.
He tired of you at home.
He's sick of your ass. I'm pretty sure he'd love to come over here with these kids. Sit up and watch a game with us and everything. Yeah.
He'd love to come over there by himself just to get away from your
ass.
Hey, mother-in-law, you mind if I just stop by and sit down?
I ain't got to come in. I sit in the driveway. Can I just come over?
Just sit down.
Hey,
what
y'all,
really
I just swang by Krispy Kreme. The light was on. Y'all want some donuts?
Right. That'll really make her mad if she, you know, develops a relationship with the husband and they become good friends. Yeah. So...
it's really no way to help people like that. It's no
miserable.
Telling how long this ex-wife thing can last. Mm.
Woo, trust me.
Oh, that was just about.
Fire another damn shot over here if you want.
I forgot what I was going to ask you now.
I bet you did. He keep going back.
He threw me off with that one.
Yeah, I think me and Steve should answer this question.
I know what it was. Don't you think the husband should say something? Don't you think the husband should step
He's
up?
He's trying to say something.
Well, what? He needs to get them off his wife. You don't think the husband can do anything?
You know what?
What?
He's got a delicate line because he don't want, it's his daughter.
Right.
He doesn't want to lose a relationship with his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He doesn't want the daughter to think he's picking the wife over her. And he don't want the wife to think that he's picking the daughter over her. Mm-hmm. He's caught between the rock and the hard place. This is a really tough position to be in, especially when it comes to the women. And boys get on with it a lot quicker.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we do have to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter, which was not about Steve.
It wasn't.
Jay. Go to Steve Harvey.
My son has actually told me, Dad, I know my mom. Yeah.
Go to Steve Harvey FM.
Come on,
or go to My Girl Shirley at My Girl Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny. Steve, I'm just going to let you take it away right here, you and Jay with your reenactment.
Listen.
This is for all men listening today. We're going to give you how it works.
Yeah.
When you're trying to end a conversation with your wife or girlfriend, and you're trying to find a way to end it.
Or not have it at all.
Or not have this conversation.
Oh, you're going to have it.
Yeah.
But somehow, it just goes on.
You don't want to talk. Basically, you don't want to talk.
You've been at work
all damn day.
Just want peace, quiet. That's
you just want to come in and not talk to nobody.
Well, why
Who don't understand that?
Every man.
How come you don't want to talk?
See what I'm saying? Here's how it go.
What's wrong with talking?
Here's how it go. You just walked in the house.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your day today?
I'm tired. I'm beat up, man. It was rough out there today.
What was so rough about it?
Jay's playing
you
the
know,
woman.
I won't go into it or nothing. It was just a long day, baby. You know how I get sometimes. I just going to sit down and chill, get my thoughts, have a minute to myself.
Well, what happened?
It was just a long day, you know, just long.
Long like what? I mean, long like how? Like,
well, I've been down there all day. Just been there all day. If I've been there all day working, I got two jobs. Mm-hmm. I just got home. It's just a long day. I'm just tired. That's all, baby.
Well, what happened on the first job? Just tell me that.
See, that's too much. Ain't nothing in particular happened. You know, it just was.
So you were there all day, and you're telling me nothing happened in particular?
No, nothing meaningful happened.
So something did happen?
No, baby, listen. Listen. What I'm saying is.
Careful.
It was just a long day. It was just just the day to day got in the way, and I was just tired of it.
So something happened that you don't want to tell me about?
No, ain't nothing happening that I ain't want to tell you about. I'm just trying to tell you ain't nothing really happened, but just was the.
Well, why are you raising your voice?
I'm tired.
Well, you don't. You sound like you're yelling. I mean, yeah.
All right, listen to me, baby. Listen to me.
Bring it back down.
Look, I ain't trying. Look, I'm not yelling. If I did, I apologize.
Okay, then. Forget
I just
want to
go on
Forget
in here.
Well,
I'll tell you what, listen.
What happened on the second job?
Hey, look. I'm tired. I didn't have a good day. I'm just going to go on in here. I'm watching a little TV and eat. And I'm going
to So you don't want to talk today? Is that basically what you're saying? You don't want to talk
Well, I've been talking
me.
All day.
So I ain't seen you all day, and you come home, and now I want to talk. You don't want to talk to me. Is that basically what you're saying? You've been talking to them other people all day down there.
But I was at work, though. I'm off now.
Oh, you can only talk at work. Oh, okay.
Well, I just want to chill.
Oh, okay.
No, baby, look. I just want to chill.
You can only talk at work. At the house, is no talking.
Well,
no,
I just want to chill.
I see how it go.
No, I just want to chill for a little while.
Don't you have a talk show? You have two shows where you just talk. Then you come home and just no talking? That's how it goes?
Well, I got a radio show, too. I do the radio show. Then I do two talk shows. And I got a briefing, and I do meetings.
You talking to meetings?
Y'all talking in a meeting.
You talk on the show?
Yeah.
You talk on a radio show?
Yeah.
But you can't talk home.
Bring it down. What the hell? I'm tired of talking.
Oh, too loud. Just,
bring it back down.
Okay,
bring
now you're getting loud. I see how it goes. You're getting loud now, yeah. Well,
you ain't listening.
I'm listening. I'm trying to talk.
No, you ain't hearing me. My voice raising because you're not listening.
You know what? Forget it. Just forget it. Just forget the whole thing. Forget I asked. Forget it.
All right.
Nah, I don't want to talk no more.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go on in here and sit
Ever.
Down.
Ever.
I'm going in here and sit down.
I'm not talking to you no more. You don't have to worry about me talking to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, when you come in from now on, I will not be talking to you.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
See how you like that? Okay. If you don't want to talk, then I don't want to talk.
No, that's baby, right. Look.
No. I tried to talk, but you didn't want to talk.
Okay.
Now you want to talk.
Okay, well, look.
Now we talking now?
Okay, listen.
Now we can talk?
Clap it up.
Baby, I'm going to go on in here and just sit down and chill.
Because you can't talk to me.
All right, babe. Just look. Just whatever you say.
I just need to know, are we talking or are we not talking?
I was going to hit you. Said you won't talk to me no more.
Okay, then forget it. Now. We don't have to talk.
Okay.
Let's stop talking.
All right.
You don't talk to me and I won't talk to you.
All right. Uh-huh.
All right. That's good. It works fine for me.
Uh-oh. Ever talk to you again.
Now, he walks away under his breath.
And he
thinks and he says.
Yeah.
He being the husband.
Her ass is crazy.
And then she follows him in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, yes. I just have one question. Yes. I just have one more question
Come on, Jay.
To ask you.
You better be a woman.
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Yes. What did I do?
Yeah, what did I do? Uh-huh. Because I didn't do anything to you.
No, you ain't did nothing. I just told you I had a long day. But, now, you said you ain't want to talk. I said I'm going here to chill. And you to follow me and then ask me again.
All right, well, forget it. No, one more thing. I got one more thing to ask you.
Columbo.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, okay, so one more time under my breath, and I don't think she can hear this. So I said to myself, this heifer crazy.
I heard that. Yes. I heard you. I'm crazy?
Here she comes.
Now I'm crazy. Uh-huh. Now I'm crazy.
People's
job ain't crazy, but I'm crazy.
No, baby, I ain't say you was crazy.
I'm crazy. Now I'm crazy.
No, well, I said.
What, now, I'm going to show you crazy, Steve.
No.
I'm going to show you crazy.
No, what I said was.
I'm going to show it to you.
No, I ain't say you was crazy.
I said
this crazy.
I'm crazy now. I'm going to show it to you.
No, I said this crazy.
No, you want to see it? I'm going to show it to you.
What I'm looking at.
Wait, what? He's already looking at
you. You want to show me crazy? I'm looking dead at
Man. Every man who's with his wife or girlfriend, laugh when you get at work, okay?
Wait till she get out the car.
Oh, my God. That's it right there.
Nah.
Talk to your little friends.
We pretty much covered it, huh?
Oh, yes. Good job, that Jay.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, you played wifey very well. Very well.
We are.
All right, coming up. All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question for something funny, Steve. What's something your parents did when you were a kid that nowadays moms and dads could never get away with?
Beat me on aisle number 8 at the grocery store in front of people.
Yes, that's where it went down. That's
I'm
where
talking
it went
about
down.
In front
yeah.
of people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's the saying?
Didn't give a damn, man. What?
You get toe up where you blow it. What's the saying? You get
show where you show out, that's where you get worked out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
at the school, second grade, in front of the whole class.
What?
Right, got my ass toe out.
She came up there?
Up there.
Wow.
Well, you know how it is when they get off their job.
Yeah.
And come holler at you.
So what'd she do, Tom? She kicked that door open?
I was cutting up. The lady had been telling her I've been cutting up.
Right.
So I guess my mama dropped me off and decided not even to go to work yet. Yeah. And just stood there by the door and waited for me to cut up. Soon as I started.
Here it is. It is right here. Uh-huh. My mama came up to the school, gave all my teachers permission to paddle me, then gave them her house number. And call me so when you get home, I can show you how it really supposed to go.
Whoa.
Double. Oh, man. Double beatings. Double.
Yeah. Man.
Sunday morning service. Come on. While the choir singing, so they can't hear me. They see what's going on in that pew back there? This boy's over there hollering.
They thought you were praising the Lord.
Yeah. Because she is out here weighing me out.
He'll show, he'll say.
Yeah.
Don't he know anything?
He'll wait, say. At church, Kier. Yeah.
That's where.
Why the choir sang? That's so they can't hear me.
That's where Won't He Do It started.
Yeah. That's what
right.
Won't she do
it? My mama sent me to school one time with the exact same thing in my lunch bag for 6 months.
Oh.
What do you mean, the same lunch?
That was
the exact same damn thing. Because I told her I don't eat no tuna fish. Okay? Watch this. If you don't, you're going to starve.
Eat everything in this
cupboard.
The
bare minimum. Yeah. The bare minimum.
Wow. Yep.
Now, I've been in the junior choir. Okay. And my mama said something to me. And I mumbled something. And she said something, and I mumbled underneath my breath while we up in the choir. I'm thinking, you know.
She read them.
You way over there in pew number 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Got hit with a hymn book on target.
Nailed
in
it.
Church.
Straight in the face.
Don't play.
My mama could have actually quarterbacked for Cleveland. I'm just trying to tell you.
The girl got skills.
What?
I was eating some candy in church.
Yeah.
My mama visibly choked the candy out of my mouth. I'm talking about two hands choking me.
Wow.
Till it came out. Get it out your mouth. But shaking me though. But in a pew in front of people.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
You can't do none of this.
You can't do it today.
You couldn't. And parents, that's what we're talking about. Things that parents did when we were a kid that they could never get away with.
Switch. Pull over and get a switch. Oh,
yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, Tommy. Get out, pick it, clean it off, bring it here, and I'm gonna beat you with it.
That's too much work.
You know how long it takes to get that switch?
Ass whipping with an extension cord.
Can't do that.
All this is abuse now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Classified abuse.
Yeah.
I watched my sister call CPS on my mom, and they came over there.
Child Protective Services.
Yeah. She beat her in front of them. Like, it's no problems here.
Call them people.
Yeah. You want to call the people? Oh, I'll be getting y'all a show. Hold on.
What?
That lady from CBS said, well, there's no problems here.
Case closed. Case closed.
They left.
Wow. Oh, you guys.
Man. You can't do that. They'd be a
You can't do
you.
It.
I mean, these days, the kids is just, I think our parenting styles are different, too.
You know what I mean? It's like these kids, they get away with so much. Mm-hmm. Tasha came home from school. She had a bad day. She slammed her book bag down. I didn't know what to do.
Because in that book bag.
Did you see what I'm saying? Because if I had done that, my mama would have knocked me out.
You slamming book bags down like you buying book bags.
Yeah.
Oh, you buying book bags now. You wants to tear the book bag up.
You know it, Steve. Didn't your parents take the door off the hinge?
I slammed that door so hard. My daddy said, so we slamming doors, huh? Took the whole door off the hinge. Put it in the garage. Put it in the garage. People come by a visit, just passing by my door.
And I
stayed in my room as a kid. Just I ain't got no privacy now. My dad left that door off for about 3 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Taught you a lesson.
Yeah, man.
Man, parenting is different.
Now, here my daddy was. He done called me. Obviously, I took too long getting there. He's standing on the side of the house. I ride my bike past the chimney. His ass pushed me off.
Like a bully.
I said, hold up, dog. Dog, how you do that to your son?
Your own son.
I'm talking about push me hard.
Yeah.
Wasn't no way I could have kept my balance. The wheel ain't even wobble.
Right.
He pushed. I went straight down. My daddy was strong.
Wow. Man, that's funny.
These kids today have no idea.
Take your time coming up here.
They have no
got me
idea.
Out here in this yard waiting on you.
What'd he do, Steve?
But you just ride with no clue, though.
Yeah.
I'm riding up the driveway. He's standing behind the chimney. Soon as I got by that chimney, he stuck his stiff black arm out and knocked my ass straight down. My bike ain't even wobble. I went straight to the ground. Cut my little arm up and everything. He said, you going to sit up and have me sitting up in here waiting on you like I got all damn day. Now get up and get that tar bucket so we can finish this driveway.
Wow.
Hey, I was in the car with my daddy. You know how the car, you know how the door is not shut all the way? You need to kind of open it and shut it?
Yeah.
So it'll be, you know, because I'm hearing it jingle a little bit. And I ain't but 5 or 6. But I didn't see grown people when the door ain't closed. You know, they open it and close.
Right.
But we riding down the street. He probably going about 35. That ain't really that fast. I open that door and close it, you know, like I'm grown. Pulled over. The hell you open that door for? I say, Dad, I got hit every direction you could possibly think of.
Was he driving?
While he was driving.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Then he stopped.
Had skills.
You wasn't wearing seatbelts back then.
Right.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
We were just in
So when he stopped, he still gave me that arm seatbelt and threw my ass back.
Man,
I from that point on, I don't think I opened the door no more. I got out on his side. I did open the door.
He was buckled in already.
All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Carla, you just saw a small lizard or a little Geico in your house.
Yes, girl, I had a fit. I called.
I mean,
Tasha.
I'm sorry, I said Geico. Like
you need to stop that, Carla.
Like the insurance gecko.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. So what happened now?
He was crawling in the house by the fireplace, girl. I jumped on the couch and was screaming.
Because you don't like,
that's a shame.
You don't like
that's
snakes or
I don't like none of that. Pests, snakes, no, none of that.
So, Steve, I got to ask you, have you ever seen any kind of lizard or gecko or anything crawling and it frightened you in your house or it made you scared?
No, I've never had a lizard in the house.
What happened? Spider?
Yeah, none of that. Now, we've been on vacation. And we were in Africa, as a matter of fact. I'd taken the family. And when I say lizard now, listen to me. We in Africa. Don't worry about Geico, that little green thing that talk on the commercial.
Yeah.
No, that ain't what had got in Lloyd's bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this one had a little bit more what you going to do.
More bass.
This was the mama, you know, the grandmama.
I'm going to stomp you. And then I'm going to stomp you. It's what I thought the lizard was saying. So Lloyd was going to take a shower. She started running the water. I don't know how this big ass thing got in the shower. But it was probably about almost a foot long. Almost a ruler. Ruler. It wasn't real big and heavy, but it was about a foot long with the tail and everything.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so what she come running out. Lord, is it something in my shower? Now, we're in Africa, so now I ain't just busted in there. She out with the towel around her in the living room in front of the whole family. So we got to think before we just run in here.
Because it's Africa.
Yeah, because it's Africa. Do I need a gun? What is
a machete?
Because I was thinking rhinoceros or something like that.
In the shower.
So I said, Lord, what is it? And she just shaking. Oh, my God, Dad, I can't go in there. Please go get it. Well, I'm not going to go in there. Until I get more information. Now, the people at the lodge, they ain't here because we're in the villa. Yeah, we probably about maybe 50 yards from the main lodge. So, you know, I said, all right, I get her to calm down. She said, I don't know what it is, but it's so big and it's in the shower. Now, I knew the shower was glass. Mm-hmm. I said, was it on the floor? She said, it was in the middle of the wall. I said, okay,
whoa.
Cool. I go in there, I see this big ass lizard in the middle of the wall. And I said, no, that one scared me too. Do something, daddy, everybody behind me. So now I'm daddy, I got to do something.
Yeah, you got to do something.
So I'm looking, so I,
okay.
Then I hear, don't kill it.
What? Who said that?
Somebody in the group, don't kill it, all the kids. Don't kill it, daddy. Set it free. Now, here you think I'm finna open up doors. I'm not opening this damn door. Well, you know what? We in the jungle. Dog, I know how to stab
boy.
If I walked him out, threw him outside, and told all the kids I let him out, he gone.
So you just out and out lied.
Yeah, lied.
Okay.
That's the last animal question we asked you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Take this job and shove it. All heard that before, thought that before, wanted to do that before.
Some right here. Hello. I'm here. Yeah.
Well, guys, have you ever, you know, left an attitude or actions left a job with
yeah.
That? Okay, let's hear about it. Let's hear about it. You're taking it.
Hell,
take
I'm sitting here. The fact you're here. The fact that I got my ass over here.
Right here.
Meaning right that I'm here.
Yes, yes.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm building a tent, okay?
I know you have one, Steve Harvey. Why don't you take this job and shove it story?
Well, I worked at a place called Lincoln Electric.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it. I hated it with everything in me. I worked a graveyard shift.
What were you doing?
12 to 8 in the morning. Because at 4 o'clock, I don't care who you are, you sleepy.
Yeah.
There is no getting used to 4 a.m. You're supposed to be asleep.
Uh-huh.
It was the hardest job I've ever had. Lunch was 20 minutes. And we had to work on a piece system where we had to develop these wire coils by pieces. And I hated that job. And so I went to work one day and I just told him, I said, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to continue anymore. I got a huge loan came in from Small Business Association to start my own company. Mm. And all the men was like, oh, wow, really, Steve? What you do? Yeah, I'm starting my own carpet cleaning business, man. I got the money. The loan came through for me to buy the equipment. So I'm going to go full time. Oh, man, good luck to you. Good luck to you. So I ended up getting this job as a carpet cleaning company. Well, one of the guys used my company, which partly was true. I didn't really get the money from a small business loan.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to quit.
Okay.
And so one dude called me and asked me to clean his house because he knew my house number. And I went by his house, but I had went to Pick and Pay, which is a grocery store, and I rented machines every day and just put it in the back seat of my car. And I pulled up at his house and unloaded the carpet cleaning machine from the back seat of my car. Mm-hmm. He said, man, I thought you was a professional carpet cleaner. You done rented a machine from that. Man, I'm going to tell everybody down at the job.
Wow.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I said, okay, cool. Ain't no problem right here.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like a fight. So I just went on and ruined his carpet.
Ruined
how?
It?
How?
Okay. How you soaked ruin it. Carpet?
With, oh, you sucked. Oh, down to the padding?
I just soaked it, didn't extract the water.
Oh.
Yeah, just put it in there. No. Since you're going to go tell him that, too.
You felt good about this, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man. Very comfortable.
And from that story, we go to...
It wasn't a funny story. It wasn't really just a...
No,
it
was
just answered the question.
Answered the question, yeah.
You know, I don't like the company on now. I really didn't like you.
All right, we're coming back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. As a matter of fact, this is our last break of the day. Steve's closing remarks. You don't want to miss it. It's been a good day. We'll be back at 49 after the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, last break of the day. Last break of the day with just one more thing. Steve, I'm glad, for one. I think we all are, that your closing remarks are back.
You know, I've learned so much over the years. You know, I've had a tough go of it, as many of you have. Mine ain't, my story ain't no more richer or deeper than nobody else's. So I just try to share the information that I've actually learned, because I've learned a lot. And one of the things that I've learned is about when to start. You know, whenever you come up with an idea or a thought or a move you want to make, or something comes from your imagination, the thing that I find that stops people oftentimes is, when do I start? Now, here's the thing with starting. What people do is they delay the start by overthinking it. And if you overthink something, guess what will eventually, and you overexplain it to other people, eventually the how it won't work is going to come up. So you have this fabulous idea that you've thought of, right? And then you share it with some people. And you say, man, I'm going to go do this. And you start talking it over, and you start thinking it through, and you share it with more people. The more people you share it with, and the more people you, and the more you think it through, you know what you keep coming up with? The mishaps, the things that can go wrong. And you end up delaying the start. The other thing that happens is people try to line all their ducks up in a row before they start, so they can just go on and start knocking them down. That's a mistake, because that almost never, ever happens. I have yet to see any deal I've ever done, any project I've started, go just the way I thought it was going to go. I have never seen that. I have yet to close a deal that just went smoothly. No wrinkles, no bumps, no nothing. I've never seen that. So when you're waiting to start and then the naysayers hit, and you're waiting to start to get your ducks lined up in a row, you're delaying the process. You know when the best time to start is? Right now. Because right now alleviates procrastination. If you wait on the ducks to get lined up in a row and you're listening to the naysayers, procrastination has already set in and taken place, and oftentimes it takes hold. So what I found is, when I come up with the idea, I start the process now. I start the process now. Look, man, you can easily do that. It's simple things. What stops people is you try to figure out all the way through. You have this goal that you got, and you say, okay, I'm gonna do this, then if I do that, then if I do that. And then you get stuck, because you go, well, what happens after that? Because you've never been in that area before. You've never gone down that road. So the unknown strikes you. And then, because you can't figure out what you do when you get to the unknown, you stop. So now you couldn't line up all your ducks in a row. So the process to success is delayed again. Stop doing that to yourself in 2018, y'all. Start now. Do it now. What you have to do next will be shown to you. It'll, your first step will lead you to the second step. Now, sometimes on your journey, you make a bad turn. You got to make a U-turn and come back and cross over the other bridge instead of going that way. But until you take one step, you'll never know where the next turn is. If it's a fork in the road, if it's a U-turn, if it's a bend, if it's a valley, if it's a mountain, you got to start today. Stop delaying it, everybody. Whatever it is you want to do, start today. You may be surprised that you can actually get yourself further than you thought you could with nobody else's help. Now, in order to be successful, you're going to need somebody's help. But to start, oftentimes, you just need yourself. Start the process. God will show you the way. He really will. He always has. I say this often to people. God will get you through. For the, everybody that's listening right now, name one thing that God hasn't gotten you through. And if he hasn't gotten you through it, he's currently pulling you through it right now. And you know how I know? Because you're listening to the radio. How you listening to the radio? It's because he's pulling you through something right now. He's gotten you through all the other stuff, but he's pulling you through right now. If you start the process, God will pull you through. But you'll never know until you start. Make 2018 the year of starting something great in your life. Start. Start something great. Don't participate in no mess this year. Stay out of mess. You know what mess is? Yes, sir. Mess looks like it ain't right. It don't feel good. It don't sound good. It's mess. Stay out of mess this year. Remove yourself from messy situations so you can move in the right direction. Start this year, man. Make it happen, okay? Start today. That's the best time. Thank y'all for listening. Hope that helps you.
Thank you. All right. Yo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that, Steve. Mm-hmm. That's good.
All right, take us home.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Close. You're close.
Try to have yourself a good weekend.
We just let him slide on.
Yeah,
that.
You're close. You know.
Yeah. We give him a pass.
Yeah. Happy Thursday. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.